of the permit stay.
Yeah.
And the nurse is on.
So I was over there, I was here the whole day.
She said the email's not working, but the Dropbox is.
Whatever we just talked about, really made it so sad.
You're coming back.
Yes, I can come back after, but this is the part that I really want to see. I think most of the votes that are coming down later in the, or the schedule don't really, I'm not sure my input is particularly valuable. I think that we're all kind of on the same page about most of it.
Wendy, are you ready?
Hey Wendy, thank you for helping.
So Dropbox works, email doesn't, let's do it after.
Fine.
I need a password.
Yeah, all of these items, I don't think I'm not going to need for that.
We'd like to welcome everyone to the work session for the March 18th City Council meeting. We called an audible. We're changing up some things here. We're going to do the discussion on the revised city branding plan first.
Thank you.
For Elisa.
That was for me, thank you.
So we will turn this over to Linda.
Hello, Mayor, Council, it's nice to be with you. It's been a while. Thanks for having me. Some of you might remember that we received a grant a few years ago for the Town Center branding and wayfinding signage plan. And it went through a several month review process with several revisions and then was eventually approved by the council. So now it's been a couple years and we know the council and staff are interested in refreshing and updating the city's current logo. So Ken and I looked at the Town Center branding package that we had, and we looked through the artwork and the graphics, and we thought it really could be modified and expanded to be great for a whole citywide branding. So that's basically what we've done. I appreciate David's help and Ken's feedback, and we've kind of put together just, I'd say, more of a draft. It's nothing final. We're just looking for some feedback and input from the council. I'm first going to start with showing you a couple of logos from the Town Center. So I don't have a pointer, and you don't need it, I guess. But so the top right is the main Town Center logo that the consultants came up with and that was approved. So if you look at the second row, we just took the same artwork and changed to put City of North Salt Lake under it and removed the Town Center and created also a horizontal version of the main logo. The current logo, as you know, has the rays and kind of focuses on the sunset. This one, they kind of did the mountain and the lake and, you know, trying to join both sides of the city. And that was kind of the thought with that logo. Here's the secondary Town Center logo on top and the secondary modified for the North Salt Lake rebrand. These are tertiary logos that first they say the primary logo should be used mostly, and the secondary can be used if the primary is inappropriate for some uses, and the tertiary is when neither the primary or the secondary logo works or may not be applicable. I personally kind of like some of these options. Again, we've just taken the text and switched it out for North Salt Lake with Utah at the bottom. I added a black and white version. I use one color logos a lot in for different things. We need the one color a lot with for embroidery and some things as well, so.
Linda, can I ask a rudimentary question? NSL, how much thought did they go, how important is that in the branding, in the recommendations from the consultant? In other words, are they leaning into the idea of, you know, start using NSL as like our way of speaking about ourselves, or is that more just a space saving mechanism for them?
My guess, and Sherry and Ken could offer, but my guess is it's just the clean lines of the NSL logo is kind of for more abbreviation, for more brand recognition, identity. It's a quick, you know, it's not quite the Nike swoosh, but, you know, got the NSL in there. The colors on the left side are the original Town Center logos, the Town Center color specifications. David helped me, and we added some complementary colors on the right. And the reason we did that is just to give us a little more flexibility as we're doing logos for individual departments or some of our committees and some of our events and things. The word mark, again, that's that just bold, clean NSL. Basically, the only thing that changed from the Town Center is, again, just the text, the City of North Salt Lake on the right. And those were, they put it in some of the different color schemes there with the orange and the green. I don't know if you can see these very well, and hopefully you had a chance to look through the information in your packet, but here are just some variations of the logo that we put together for just some of the departments using colors specific for the different departments, adding text with the NSL. Community development is a little long, but it looks better in some of the others. So the text, we changed different sizes on there, and I think it works okay. I like the, in the round, you know, having it just below the NSL still kind of gives it some specific identity for the different departments. This is, we added icons. Right now our Public Works Department specifically uses a lot of their logos, have icons, and that's kind of fun and also helps for, you know, quick identification and gives them their identity in their different areas, parks, streets, water, fleet. So I've also created for recreation and the Youth City Council. I had an Arbor Day logo specific, so I added one here for Arbor Day. David and I worked probably longer than we should have on creating an icon that represented our city hall. So that's what that is with the administration logo up there. And then to the right, you'll see the committees that we've just created, and they would each have their own color and icons and logos that they can use in their advertising for their events or things that they're planning. The social media templates were in the Town Center branding. We've just changed the logo. These need to be updated a little since Instagram just a couple weeks ago changed their dimensions for their posts, so they're no longer square. Facebook, they change theirs periodically just to keep us on our toes. And I didn't add a Twitter or Nextdoor, but we also post on those periodically. One thing that we added in this branding package was those printed items that wasn't really included in the Town Center branding. And here are just some options for business cards using just the blue. Letterhead and envelopes. And I would assume that we'd narrow that down to a favorite one rather than have multiple, but we just put together some options there. These were pole banners that were part of the town center plan that we really liked. Again, the clean NSL looks nice in the three main colors like we have out here. I think, how many poles do we have?
17
in the town center that are on 350 and around, yeah. Anyway, and so we've created some for some of our events through the years or the last couple of years. So these could be up there generally.
Can I just say a word about that too?
Yes.
We're thinking that within Hatch Park, we're going to have some opportunities for artwork like this. So just think bigger than city streets. It could be in the park too.
Can I make a comment back to Ted's comment about NSL? I don't know if it was intentional, but we all know what SLC is. And I think it's because long names we tend to abbreviate. And North Salt Lake is a city of North Salt Lake is a long name. Hard to put it on a logo or a branding thing. So maybe we'll follow like SLC and have NSL.
One other comment, because I was here when we went through this exercise before, and there's the one that's got the NSL looking like this. You start at the N and go SL. I never liked that. It's confusing and it looks stupid. But they're
talking about the one.
One, two, three, fourth over.
Fourth over.
And then on the far right bottom where it goes NSL instead of, you see what I mean? It's going from bottom up. That doesn't.
Saturday Night Live.
One, I don't know if we're in the discussion part of this or if you had some things you wanted to get through first.
I'd love to hear if we want to take a few minutes and have that. Sure. Actually, I'm going to take some notes.
The first big question I've got is town center branding versus citywide branding. And this logo was set up initially for town center. I'm not opposed to having it be citywide. I think that's, you know, just something we should be deliberate about. But then in turn, do we want / need a town center specific brand that relates to it in some way? How important is that? And if it is important, then what is it? If this becomes the citywide brand, then what does become the town center brand? So that's my main question. And you know, one option is to look at that secondary logo that kind of roughly relates to the Amazon kind of thing. Not necessarily bad, but maybe we play around with that. That's my main question. Would love to hear other people's thoughts on that.
I guess I'd look at it as we'd have this basic design and then it would say town center under it. So we're differentiating that from Hatch Park or the administration building or whatever.
I agree. I think consistency would be very helpful in this. So rebranding consistently across the city, this will become the new icon that people will envision when they think of North Salt Lake versus the yellow, the sunshine, and the one that we have right now. I like this one a lot better. So I agree. I think town center at the bottom, like the upper right, is great. We might want to incorporate this and have the Eagle Wood logo at the bottom, but with this insignia at the top, and then the Foxborough at the bottom with the insignia at the top. But I like the consistency across the city. I don't know if you all feel that way, but
I do too. I like the consistency, the brand that's citywide. But the question I've got for you, Ted, is what would be the benefit of having it different at the town center? What's your thinking?
Yeah, I'm noodling on that. It's a little bit hard to imagine it quite right now because we don't have a town center that really gels completely. But if we are successful and, you know, the land to the east becomes town center, like the Hatch Park unfolds the way we want it to, and more of these spots start to come together, then the, you know, the value of the town center is it becomes the heart of the city. So I don't know how important it is to have a brand for it. Maybe really the tower feature in the park becomes de facto kind of the way people think of the town center. So more than having an answer, I just am thinking about it.
Do you mind if I make a comment? I think it's important that you guys make comments, but with respect to that town center question, I think there are other design features too that we could agree upon in the future that would only occur in the town center. Maybe it's a certain streetlight. Maybe it's these flags, which we don't put everywhere, but we just put in the town center. I think it's important as we develop those spots, as you call them, which I think is really the key. Over time, different parts of this area are going to become more town center-like, that we put in distinguishing features that are only in the town center. And so over time, the town center is recognizable because that's the spot where you have some of those things, whether it's a certain type of street tree with a certain type of grate on the sidewalk or a banner or a certain streetlight or a bench or signage. This idea of wayfinding signage, if you remember when we did the branding, town center branding project, we talked a lot about wayfinding signage that would occur within the town center. And so you might have on the corners of major intersections, you might have a distinguishing feature that would tell you where to go to walk to Hatch Park or where to go to walk to City Hall or other places. So those are the kinds of things I think will make the town center sort of a unique place. In addition to this, and I think this is important too. But
here were just some banner templates, like outdoor banners. I like the consistency of just that identifying feature on the left side. The street signs are a little tricky because not many things go with that really bright green, but you could, in the packet, I think I had 7 or 8 other options in there for the slides. I just put in a few, but I don't know if any of you have opinions or thoughts about what we would want to do with the street signs. But, and on these vehicles, I grabbed 4 different versions of the logo and just kind of put them on there to show. Again, the top NSL is pretty identifiable. You know, you can see that from a further distance and know that that's a North Salt Lake vehicle.
Linda, I would like to second that thought. As I was looking through the packet, that was one of the few things that really jumped out at me. Okay, that makes a difference. And I really appreciate when I'm seeing public utility vehicles being able to see, is it Bountiful? Is it police? Is it North Salt Lake? And on the street signs, I love the top one. I like the idea of keeping our branding really consistent. But in the vehicles, I think that top one is important because it just identifies quickly. Otherwise, I don't know. It could be a candle company in a small little circle. I wouldn't know. And maybe I struggle with identification, but I really do like that top one personally for that reason.
I, as a general matter, I'm very much on team keep it simple. Use the same logo as much as possible. Use that color as much as possible. Only vary if it's important to vary. So I would go with our standard first play logo on all city vehicles. And, you know, that might be, for example, the third one down or possibly the second one down.
I have a question on street signage. I know we occasionally replace a street sign. Are we proposing to do a massive overhaul of the entire city with the new logo?
I think we should certainly talk about how we want to retrofit, how long we want to take.
Do we do our street signage in-house?
No.
So this would be a substantial effort on our part.
Yeah.
So, I mean, currently we try to do street signs about a 7-year cycle. So what we had thought already is we could make stickers up with the logo on it and go and put stickers on all the old city logos. So we're hoping that idea works. Other than that, they would just be on that 7-year cycle of getting changed out.
Is that just a staggered? You staggered?
Yeah.
So the 7 years
yeah.
is different?
I think we're on our last 7-year cycle, which is clear on the west side, so we just have that neighborhood to finish up. So we're ready to order those signs. We're kind of waiting for this.
This is exciting. It looks really good.
Our website redesign is also something that we've kind of put on the back burner until we pick some new logo options as well. Also, our trails signs that we're ready to redo the signage up on our trails. So without saying, you know, we need feedback immediately, any feedback we get in the next few weeks would be helpful.
Thank you. I have some comments. This is exciting. I think I like the logo. I like the old logo as well. I like the new logo. I think with the street signs, I think the sticker is absolutely the right way to go. I also think we could stick with navy that we've had and just have the new logo printed over navy. But I want to pull back the decision making into some questions that I think have been brought up a little bit, like why are we using the NSL? Which is, why are we rebranding at all? Like, if we don't hate the logo as it is, why are we even going to this effort? And I do think it's worthwhile to go to this effort, but what I'm going to then suggest is that we dig deeper into that question of why before we do all of this rebranding. And I brought this up a little bit before in council meeting, but I would like for the city to spend some money hiring a consultant that creates a larger branding package than just logos. And as I've been thinking about it, I think it's probably what I'm really talking about is a PR firm, that I would like the city to hire a PR firm that helps us create a message and a branding overall strategy that we would like to have for the city so that we can change and really control the narrative of what people think about the city. So I've been actively involved coming to monthly, biweekly meetings with the city for at least 10 years, and for many of you even longer than that. And consistently I have heard, we don't have an identity, people don't know where we are, the city name doesn't help people, although it literally should help people locate where we are, but it doesn't create much imagery for who we are. And I agree. I think that that's right. But I don't feel like that has changed much in the 10 years that I've been actively involved. And if anything, I think it's gone the other way. I think that our city has suffered a lot of bad press. And I don't feel like it's been counteracted. I feel like the response has largely been both from the school district and from the city to just kind of wait and let it ride and pass. And that's a fine strategy, but I don't feel like it's getting at what I feel like is a larger goal I'd like to see in the city, which is that we're controlling the narrative of what people think about our city. And so I would value money in the budget for this next year for a PR consultation where the PR firm would help us come up with a logo. It could be this logo. I'm not even saying we need to redo this work. More like a catchphrase. It would also include a rebrand media plan that is proactive. I think that the media that we largely have right now is information. Like, here are the events that are happening in the city. Here are some of the issues in public works. Do you have questions? Here's where you find questions. But this media plan would be proactive. Like, we want to send the message that this is a great place to live, and here's why. And I also really like the idea of the different areas of the city, that the town center might be a little bit different. I'm not sure it means we need a new logo, but that we are seeking to appeal to both new residents as well as current residents that tell a story of who lives here, and it is not the same people that live in different areas of the city at all. And I think that's a strength of our city, that, hey, if you really want to be in a fancy neighborhood with around a golf course, we've got that. If you want to be in a really well-integrated downtown-feeling neighborhood where you can get downtown really quickly with public transport, we've got that. If you want to be in what feels like a small suburban town, we've got that. But there are very different areas that appeal to different residents, and I think we should have a proactive messaging strategy for that. And I don't think it is currently in the job description for anybody on staff to do that. I think that that is a pretty big ask to come up with something like that. And I think it's worth spending money to pay an expert to create that plan. I think we could enact that plan in-house, but maybe not create that plan in-house. So I love the branding strategy. I think that the logo is nice. I don't have any real complaints or concerns, but I am interested, and I would love to know what the other council members think, in putting money into a proactive PR strategy for the city.
I like the idea a lot. I think this might be implied in what you said. I think that that might require and benefit from an understanding of how do people view us? What do they view as cool and not cool about us? But then I agree with your basic point. Here's the spot where I think this is still consistent with what you're saying, but I'm going to just verbalize a little bit. I'm not sure how much a city in our collateral can shape a brand. Because I think that shaping a brand, like shaping an understanding of a place, it would be an incredibly expensive endeavor. And so that doesn't mean you don't try. And that's why I'm still consistent with what you're saying. I just want to be realistic about how successful we could be. And I'll say this, and I know how this is going to come across, but the single most powerful thing in shaping a brand is the name. And I wouldn't lightly go into the idea of a name change, obviously, but I do have to say that, you know, because I think it's true.
There are a few cities out there in Utah specifically that, and I can't think of any off the top of my head, but they have, you know, like Spanish Fork. It's a great place to live, or, you know. Yeah, and so it'd be nice to have a motto, I guess. As I was sitting here trying to think of one, the one that comes to mind right off the bat is Keep Portland Weird. You know, did they do that on purpose, or did the people just tack that onto them because they are weird, you know?
That's under no threat right now.
Yeah. Nor so like, we're not quite that bad.
You know? Yeah. Not just a gravel pit. Right. See?
You're absolutely proving my point. 100%. And I agree with you. This might be a really expensive endeavor. I do think we could put caps on that and limits on that. The process that I would see that is that we come up with an amount of money we think is worth spending right now. We hire a PR firm and say we want, just like we have a city master plan, just like we have a trails strategy, we want a PR strategy, and we want you to then return that strategy to us, and then we enact that strategy.
I wonder whether social media, seems like nowadays everything is shaped quickly by social media, and we could maybe spend a lot of money and then some teenager could go viral and everything we spent goes out the window and it becomes North Salt Lake, keep us weird or whatever, because because some teenager said so. I also think retail often shapes the way we see cities. When you think West Bountiful, Costco. When you think Centerville, Walmart. And those cities have been around for a lot longer than those retail spots have been around, but retail does tend to shape identity. I'm wondering, though, for our city staff and our immediate needs, if we could maybe come to a consensus on logo. I know with Trails, when I was working with Trails, I was so excited to get better signage because there's some sign issues. And we did have to wait until this approved. And Hatch Park is coming whether we end up making these decisions or not. It's coming, like we're building. And so I think even if maybe we bite off this baby-sized piece so that we can go forward with some of the signage issues with our logo, then I'm not opposed to thinking about overall concept, but just to maybe help staff out with the immediate needs, if we could maybe come to a consensus on that. That those are my thoughts on that.
One thing I think we need to discuss, and maybe in strategic planning, I mentioned it to Ken, is whether or not we like the name of the city. Okay, now 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we looked into that, and we did a poll of the residents of the city, and it was split 50-50, almost right down the middle, people who wanted to and didn't want to. So really, yeah, and they did it with an opinion poll firm. The survey was legit. That is one thing. So it's something we may want to, because we may be getting the cart ahead of the horse. If we really think there is even an option, we would change the name. Then to have the NSL logo and that branding, it'll be another 7 or 10 years before we do this again, right? So if we've done that, then that ship will have sailed yet another time. So that's one thing. The other thing I think is that utilizing people who are experts is always a good idea. The one thing that we had some people come a couple years ago, and I attended, about bringing in retail and business and commercial, and I felt their work product was not helpful. We spend a lot of money. I'm not certain what was produced from that. So sometimes that investment doesn't pay off. So we have to be cautious in that regard. But I agree that, I have to say this, I don't think it was the city's responsibility to take care of Davis School District. I'll tell you that. But it was bad press for our city, really bad. But I do think that the idea of a unified theme, unified look, messaging, whatever it is long overdue.
Yeah, I like those ideas a lot. I agree. There might be some immediate decisions that we just need to move forward with, because this would be a really large project, and I wouldn't want it to slow other projects down. And I think I feel neutral about a name change. I don't mind the name North Salt Lake, and I would guess, and I can't speak with expertise about this, that people who have moved into the city, particularly in Foxborough, which was only ever North Salt Lake, identify with it with zero concern, because it's what they knew. Like they didn't live here forever and grow up here. This is such a new area that I don't think there's a lot of concern. So I wonder if those numbers would be the same now. They could be. I really don't know, and that's worth asking. But I like actually feeling adjacent to Salt Lake. I like feeling like I'm in a big city or near to a big city, and I can go downtown real fast and get all of the amenities and the arts and the retail that are downtown. So I don't mind the name North Salt Lake at all. I also think that there's a benefit in this type of branding that will bring different retail into the city, that it becomes a place that's not just a passover or a pass through, but like a place where people want to be and stay. And so would your business want to stay here as well? So I think there are a lot of benefits to that, but I am fine to make interim decisions before that, because I do think this is a big project. Thank you.
Out of curiosity, is there precedent for a city changing name Sure. Are there a lot of cities that have done that?
Salt Lake City once was included West Valley City, which is the new name. Believe it or not, West Valley City is the new name in that area for what was Salt Lake County, Salt Lake City.
Oh, so they created it.
Yep.
Well, it was unincorporated.
Is there a name change? They were
a new name.
If you go back 100 years, it was Great Salt Lake City.
So
they dropped the grade.
How about
at some
this?
Point.
In the last 30 years, have any cities no. in? I don't know. I'm asking truly. I just don't know.
So
cities done that.
Granger, Hunter, but they split. I'm gonna give away my East Bench snobness here. But I remember when they decided to incorporate the west side of the Salt Lake Valley, and they were throwing out the name Bonneville City. And then all of a sudden they came up with West Valley City. And I was just stunned.
Yeah.
It was like, why don't you call it Wrong Side of the Track City or something, yeah, you know? Yeah. It just came off so bad. But they were proud of that.
Yeah.
And that was the name they decided to go with.
And the argument that is still, to me, valid is North Salt Lake is unattractive, misleading, and confusing. We're in Davis County, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mail service, when they want to deliver, they're going up in the avenues by the hospital. Where's North Salt Lake?
Yeah.
If they don't, it's confusing.
Is it Rose Park or up by the Capitol?
Right.
You know,
so
hear that.
That's part of it, but that's just a learning curve. But the other thing is, it feels like being South Las Vegas or North Denver. Or I mean, it's like you're not quite that place, but you're just north of the epicenter.
Yeah. I agree.
Right. And so that's the part where it's unattractive.
It's like being known as Lisa's little sister.
You're right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't have my own name. I'm just Lisa's little sister. Or I'm just Brian's little sister.
So
I agree. Right. I've never liked the name. And I ashamedly quite often say Bountiful. Because when people don't know the area, just that's the city they're going to equate to. And I don't love that I do that for ease. But I am just wondering if there's precedent. Like, does that happen? Do cities change their name?
I remember when we were talking about this years ago, the name Orchard Hills came up. It probably took me 10 years to figure out where Vineyard was. Or, you know, sometimes these Cedar Hills, you know, where's that? Mm-hmm. So, but South Bountiful. Do you want to be South Bountiful, you know? Yeah, so.
I want to be South Bountiful less than I want to be North Salt Lake.
Agreed. Well, and originally, that's what the city was South Bountiful.
The name of the
city? Yeah, back in the history of, and it was originally, I did a little bit of history on that, but also, we had a lot of orchards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those are gone, but, you know, there is, that piece of history that is really attractive. Anyway.
I have a couple questions. I do like the boldness of the NSL, because I do like the same thing that you see it and you know exactly what it is. And I just went with the youth up to the Youth Council Leadership Conference, and they had to make a flag to identify who they were and what city they were. And I was amazed at how many had just a bold abbreviation of what their city was, and that did recognize, and it was easy to recognize which city they were from. So I think that does say something about easy recognition. The other thing is, I just wondered what the time frame is of when this, and if it's happening because of the Hatch Park, you know, coming of the park. Then this is just a question for me, just because I don't live in Foxborough. I don't live in Eaglewood. Where do I live? Because everybody always says they, you know, Foxborough is recognized and Eaglewood is, but the people that live like around in the city, what do they call us? What is that part of the city called?
Just Central City.
Central City. Okay, just wondered.
I call that Midtown. Okay. Or like Town Center. Would you relate to that? If I said, oh, you live in the Midtown area or the Town Center area, would you be like, yeah, I do?
I don't know. I know that sometimes they'll say the heart of the city or the mid part of the city, but I just, when we were talking and someone said, you know, the maybe the branding of Eaglewood or Foxborough, I thought, where what would our flag or what would our branding be? Of, you know, I live above Orchard, or the people that live right here in Hatch Park, what would our branding be? That was just my question.
Well, and I'd love to throw out just a thought on that. I know that everyone likes the kind of the, you know, the Marmalade District, the East, the different Salt Lake districts. I kind of don't, because one thing that I think we struggle with a little in North Salt Lake is striation, where instead of just us really concentrating on unifying as a city, we are North Salt Lake. I've always disliked when people said, oh, East Bench Bountiful, West Bountiful. I don't like creating inherent identity division. I really like if we think of us as one city, we're North Salt Lake City, and we're all residents of North Salt Lake City. So I get that there are different parts, and we do have to make some decisions according to that. But I personally would love to err more on the side of more activities and events that just really solidify we're one city, we're one unit, where we have one identity, and we're cohesive in that. But yeah, that's my thought. Oh, also maybe we should attach a fiscal note to the above.
I was going to say, you know, this has been an interesting discussion, but I'll go back to when it came up before, and it was stunningly expensive to the point where, yeah, and businesses were objecting, and there was just lots of reasons to not do it. And when it came down to 50-50 anyway, it was easy to not do it. And
wasn't there another name that they were going to think about doing? Was Orchard Hills the only one?
I think that's the only thing I recall.
Okay.
Well, it was a bit bold. That was a name that I just came up out of the blue, because at the meeting we had, well, what could we name it? I'd been thinking of that, but there really was no name picked. There was no particular option that we were, it was just one that was tossed around.
Okay.
But that could be, again, with professionals, you could do a name if you wanted to change it.
I feel like we talked about it last week somewhere I was, and they said something about Lake something, but I can't remember. I wish I could remember what it was, but I don't know.
Well, some people would make jokes like, let's call it the Mud Flats, or let's call it the Railroad Home, or, you know, all the things that we have as part of us, but that's not the beauty of us. And that's the difference, right? Mm-hmm. So as you say, little areas and patches, maybe you can have a different color within that area of the town, but the same logo or whatever. Mm-hmm. But its idea may have come, it may have come and gone. But Ted and I were talking about it. Ted said something the other day. Should I still? I'm not going to put it on the record, but
he said, it will be.
He said something last week about, how would you like that to be your name? And the writer says, yeah, it's like a boy called Sue, you know.
Well,
he does want to say it.
Say it, Ted.
Well, there's actually a Saturday Night Live skit that kind of goes like this, but that everybody mispronounces his name, and I won't tell you how they mispronounce it, but he always corrects him to say, no, it's Azuipe. It's Azuipe, okay? And
that's not the way you used it last week.
Right. And so if your given name is Azuipe, you've got a lot of branding. You're in a pit, branding-wise, right?
So for the city, Linda, did you get feedback that you would feel like is sufficient for the branding, and then maybe do the other city council members feel like it's worth putting money in the budget for a console? So other feedback about a yes or no for that.
Yeah, and before we'll let Linda answer, I think we do have some decisions that are low cost decisions that we need to make, like trail signage. I think I'm glad John stepped up and talked about the stickers on the signs, because I think that's a low cost solution, and we could really make the street sign changes pretty quickly. So I think we also have been holding, we need to do a redesign on the website, and so it would be helpful to have, you know, be able to do that with this. Those are, none of those things are going to cost, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars or even tens of thousands. They won't cost that much. But we do need some direction from you. So anyway, then I'll let Linda, whatever your answer was going to be.
The only thing I was going to say is I felt like there's not a consensus or even a majority vote of whether you like the bold block letters as the main or if you want to stick with the town center main or one of the tertiary logos. So
I think maybe we should each
comment
on that, do you think?
Does that work okay, Mayor?
Yeah.
I being presumptuous to go ahead and weigh in. I like that. I like the circular logo.
Like the one that's on the screen.
Yeah, like that. And then using the two colors put forward by the consultant when possible. That's what I'd suggest.
The two colors of blue as the predominant colors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree with Ted. I think it would be fine to put town center in the town center signage, but for the rest of the city, I like the simple, stay consistent. I like the color consistency. I mean, my one leaning is on the vehicles only. I do like just the bold letters, but you know, that's my one, that's my leaning. But I really like this logo, and I really like the color scheme, the whole scheme. I think simple is better, though, for most of our signage.
I don't know if you can go back to this, to the original one.
Sure. While I'm doing that, I would just add that, I mean, the town
That's
center...
That's the one I like. Oh. Go back to that one.
This one.
Yeah. That doesn't have the inner circle and then the added lines. If you put Norsal like above and Utah below, that's fine. But I like it even simpler. I like the imagery. Yeah.
Yeah,
like
so
that
the two on the bottom were the ones we were kind of proposing as the main. So
yeah,
whether it needed to be stacked or rather horizontal, then we had two official options.
Yeah, those are the ones I prefer. They're even more clean is the word.
So, sorry, so not to interrupt you, what you just said, Linda, we would be able to use the circular logo, the very simple one that you like, council member, by itself, but the text, City of North Salt Lake, Utah, is also part of the logo scheme, but it wouldn't always show up with the circle.
Correct. What I was going to point out is in the town center branding, that's why I kind of liked that they had a primary logo, a secondary, and a tertiary, because there are times when just that bold block letter, I mean, that provides an opportunity for you to put it on vehicles, you know, or things. And if some, in my mind, it still is being consistent because you've got that NSL still in the middle of the circle.
So go to the next one, the tertiary. That over here, see how you can go, you had the, where you can put underneath, I guess that was on the
first, this one?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Then go to tertiary. Yeah. I like just the clean one. That's, to me, for the primary logo, always. And then I guess as you have to go further down, we could put the logo, and then you could have North Salt Lake, and then Town Center, like you've done here, with the wording in the circle. That's preferable to me.
Go ahead.
I agree. So I like the simpler logo with as little text as possible, as often as possible, and when you want to add North Salt Lake written out, I like it included in the logo as a circle, not written next to it. Also, I'm fine with both options if that's not what's selected.
I think you're going to get opinions of all of us, and then good luck. But I really like the black and white one. I just like crisp. I think it looks really good. But I like the one that has, okay, so I like the one second, the middle on the top row. I do like the other lines. But I like what Suzette says on the vehicles. I do like the bold, just NSL, because if you were to glance as they pass, you see what it is, and you don't have to kind of, what is that? So that's my vote.
Okay. I like them all. I'm a politician. I like them all. I do like on the vehicles to have it visible, whether that includes maybe a bigger sticker or just the NSL. I like the old logo too. But I think it's time to update and change. I like the colors of this. Let's just do something.
So this is excellent feedback. I think we've gotten really good feedback, and from here, I think we can really bring back a simplified approach and show it to you again. We'll take the feedback that you've given us.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah,
I think I'm agreeing that I still think we need the round logo on the cars, but we could do a bigger one. Because there is a learning curve, but I think the round is the brand, is part of the brand.
And I'm doing a second bite at the apple because I think that I didn't say it the way I want it to be received, which is that when you look at the primary, the secondary, the tertiary, they're all in the same family. They clearly reinforce a common way of thinking about us, NSL, mountains, river, standard colors. I think that we can go across those, and it doesn't bother me to do that.
Okay.
You know,
I do like having options when I'm creating banners or social media or stuff. There are times when different things fit or look better, so I do like the family of options, but we can narrow it down certainly. So
I would love to be able to give them some sort of okay, because I'm feeling that weight of everyone waiting for us, and you could ask us 2 weeks from now and we could still have five different opinions, because you know,
the one thing I didn't put in the slides but that are in the packet is that portion from the town center branding that shows the trails. Mm-hmm. And it uses the tertiary logo, mm-hmm. of the dark blue with the light blue around it. So if you're fine with that,
one more.
It might be the one middle row, either on this side or the either left or right side. But it's in there, and if you're okay with that, then that helps get the trail signs ordered. Yeah. We can do that. So if you feel okay with that,
in any case, I think your feedback is a lot closer to one another than you think, as I've taken notes, and so we'll come back with some alternatives, and we won't put any logos on cars without showing them to you first.
And if you do come up with a tagline, I would love to incorporate one.
Yeah,
was going to mention that and didn't, but I would love to have a tagline. So
my joke tagline is always just north of Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Or Salt Lake's a suburb of ours.
You won't know it until you're there.
And so, Linda, thank you for that art.
Anyway,
all the art part in the packet, really helpful, and I thought really relevant, because I think that will help with Elisa's overall idea. And man, if we could get one of those big benches in Hatch Park, I'd be a fan. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry for a very quick parting shot, but I work for an organization that represents a whole slew of cities. So I look at logos a lot for cities. And I'll tell you two things that I really like about this. One, there's not a lot of cities that include the mountain and the Jordan River. There are not many. You could probably count them on one hand. And that's definitely the only one in Davis County. That's worth celebrating. The second is that this color scheme, even though it's not way out of the norm, navy blue is used so much, it's ridiculous. And it's nice to have it be sort of away from that where it's memorable. So anyway.
Yeah. Thank you, Linda. Let's take a quick break. I was going to mention that the sun came out, but now it's snowing again. So I was going to run outside and celebrate the sun.
Tomorrow.
It's snowing again.
It won't snow tomorrow.
Quick break.
Thank you.